morning, everyone.
各位早上好。
I think we all know that we live in a nation that has a lot of deep divisions.
大家都知道，我们活在现今的世界上是有很多根深蒂固的分裂情况。
I thought those deep divisions would go away after the election.
我觉得那个分裂的情况可能会消失，就是那个大选之后。
But it seems like it's continuing.
但是我觉得它并没有消失，而且是继续的。
The campaign and election of Donald Trump has exposed very deep differences and viewpoints.
特朗普的这个竞选集团里，他有一个很不一样的观点。
Now, I agree with some of his policies.
我对他某一些政策我是同意的。
But I also disagree with some of his policies.
但是我也有一些不同意的地方。
And I think we've seen that there's been a lot of public protests against Donald Trump and the changes that he wants to make.
我们也看到有很多公众的示威去反对他想去改变的政策。
Also, his style and character seems very abrasive.
而且他的作风是好像非常挑衅的。
He is confrontational.
他很喜欢跟人家正面冲突。
He makes a lot of unsubstantiated claims.
他有一些没有证实的、不可以证实的言论。
And some of the things he says can be very offensive.
他而且说的话，而且是很容易得罪人的。
And maybe you've had some heated discussions with maybe some of your friends or coworkers.
可能大家在座的都有很多很激烈的讨论和辩论，跟你们的朋友和家人们。
Maybe you've had some heated discussions with another Christian brother or sister.
可能你跟教会的弟兄姊妹也有很多激烈的讨论。
And this is what I'm particularly concerned about.
这是我非常关注的。
How this divisiveness affects our church.
像这种分裂的情况如何的去影响我们的教会呢？
Those who supported Donald Trump were very happy after the election.
对于这些特朗普的支持者，大选之后，当然他们很高兴。
Those who supported Hillary Clinton were devastated after the election.
相反的，如果你支持克林顿希拉里·克林顿的话，你就非常的失望、伤心。
And each of those people, even within our church, thinks their candidates represent the more Christian way.
当然，就是对于各个支持者来说，他们觉得他们支持的候选人是更像基督的。
And as a result, there's been a lot of heated discussion and debate.
所以呢，就有很多的激烈的讨论和辩论。
Some of the younger people use social media.
有一些年轻人用这些社会的大众传媒。
And many of them are following the pattern of our world, our society.
他们跟随了这个世界的潮流和影响。
They make a lot of remarks that are very controversial.
他们在这些传媒上做出了很多的言论是有争议性的。
They can exaggerate certain things.
他们对于某些事情做出了夸张。
They end up calling each other names.
他们就是叫其他人有一些不好的外号啊、名字啊这些。
And I also notice that there's sometimes within a family, the parent and the child may differ quite greatly.
在家里，其实子女们或者家庭成员也有很多不同的意见。
And they can have very heated debate.
在家庭里也有很多时候有这些激烈的辩论。
Because they come from different generations and see things differently.
因为一个家庭里有不同的年龄层、不同的辈分，他们看事情的这些观点也不一样。
Maybe over Christmas or Chinese New Year, when you had family gatherings, it ended up having very heated debate.
可能在圣诞节或者春节，大家家庭聚会的时候，会变成一个激烈的辩论会。
Well, this morning I want to look at three passages that help us in preserving the unity among the Christians.
今天早上我想跟大家一块看三处的经文，来帮助我们如何的去保留我们的合一。
Now you may ask, well, why is that important?
你可能会问，这为什么是那么重要呢？
Well, we should realize that unity in the church is very important to Jesus.
我们要知道，合一对基督来说是很重要的。
In John chapter 17, it's the prayer of Jesus before he went to the cross.
在约翰福音的第十七章，就是当他见父之前，他有这样一个祷告。
And he could have prayed for many different things for the church.
他可以为教会祷告其他不同的事情。
But he singled out unity as the thing that he prayed for the church.
但是他特别的为教会的合一来祷告。
In John chapter 17, verse 21, it says that they may be all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
在约翰福音第十七章二十一节里说，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里边。使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差我来了。
Now Jesus singled out unity as something that was very important to him.
耶稣特别为合一，他列出来，因为这个是对他非常重要的。
And he gives us one of the reasons.
他给了我们一个原因。
He said that the unity of the Christians would be a witness to Jesus Christ.
因为他知道，基督徒的合一是一个为基督做的见证。
That the world is watching the church.
因为世界在看教会。
And if the Christians can't get along together, then people will say, what good is that religion?
如果大家看见基督徒里边都不能合一，都不能好好的相处的话，他们会觉得，这是什么样的宗教呢？
A famous pastor in America said, "The local church is the hope of the world."
有一个很出名的牧师，他说，教会就是我们世界的希望。
But another pastor said, "A divided church will never heal a broken nation."
另一位牧师说，一个分裂的教会是永远不可能医治这个世界的。
And so unity in the church will affect our nation.
所以这个教会的合一是可以影响这个国家的。
So let's look at the three passages that were read.
让我们一同来看我们刚才所读过的三处的经文。
Let's see how Christians can unite together even though they may have political differences.
让我们来看看基督徒到底是如何可以合一，虽然他们可能有不同的政见。
The first point, area I want to look at is that the unity through Christ in love.
第一点我们是想看的就是我们因爱而合一，通过爱。
And the passage that was read was taken from the first letter to the Corinthian church.
我们刚才看的第一处经文就是哥林多前书，就是第一封写给哥林多教会的信。
And the Corinthian church was a church that was very divided.
哥林多教会是一个非常分裂的教会。
They had a lot of different factions.
他们有很多的小圈子。
There was a lot of disputes.
他们有很多的争论。
There was even lawsuits.
有很多法律的诉讼。
And for some of the issues related to following human leaders.
有一些问题是他们跟随人的领导。
They idolized people like Paul or Apollos.
他们把一些圣徒偶像化，好像保罗和亚波罗。
Some of the differences also because of class differences.
而且有一些问题是因为他们来自不同的社会阶层。
There was a divide between the rich and the poor.
当然，有钱人和穷人是有一个分裂。
And we read about that in the section that deals with Holy Communion.
当然，我们看见这个经文里讲到合一的这个经文也有说过。
And especially there was divisions over spiritual gifts.
更严重的问题是在属灵的恩赐上有分裂的情况。
Some people with certain spiritual gifts thought they were superior to other people.
有一些有特定属灵恩赐的人觉得他们高人一等。
And they caused a lot of jealousy.
引致很多的嫉妒。
For instance, some people would emphasize administration.
有些人对执事这方面觉得很重要。
They wanted a well-run church.
他们觉得运营这个教会是非常重要的。
Whereas other people may emphasize biblical teaching.
但是有一些人就觉得我们对圣经的教导是非常重要的。
Now, obviously, they're all important.
当然，这各方面都是很重要的。
But some people were jealous of the other.
所以有一些人就对其他人就产生了妒忌。
And in the section that we that was read before, 1 Corinthians 12, it gives the Paul gives the analogy that the church is like the human body.
在哥林多前书十二章里，保罗的比喻就是教会就像一个人的身体。
He says the human body is like the body of Jesus Christ.
他说，人的身体就好像基督的身体一样。
Jesus Christ is the head.
耶稣基督就是身体的首，就是元首，头。
We know the human body has many different parts.
我们知道我们的身体有各个不同的部位，不同的器官。
We have the arms.
我们有胳膊。
We have the legs.
我们有腿。
We have the eyes.
我们有眼睛。
We have the ears.
我们有耳朵。
And so there is diversity within the body.
在各个我们的身体上是多元化的。
And Paul is saying that people, the church is like the human body that has a diversity of spiritual gifts.
我们的教会就像人的身体一样，我们各个都有不同的属灵恩赐。
Spiritual gifts are God-given abilities for service.
属灵的恩赐就是神给你的能力来服侍他。
The Bible teaches that if you are a Christian, you have at least one spiritual gift.
圣经里说，如果你是基督徒的话，你最少有一样是属灵的恩赐。
But we all do not have the same spiritual gift.
当然，我们每个人有不同的属灵恩赐。
And to use the body analogy, the eye is not the same as the ear.
就用身体来做个比喻，就是我们的眼睛和我们的耳朵的功能是不一样的。
And so we need to recognize and accept the diversity within the body.
所以我们要接受我们身体各个不同部位的功能。
And you notice that I included the beginning part of 1 Corinthians 13.
我们看见我们经文里也有哥林多前书的第十三章。
As Paul is talking about diversity within the body of Christ, he begins to talk about love.
当他讲到教会里多元化的时候，他也说到了爱。
And the context is that we need to have love for different parts of the body of Christ.
他说我们对各个基督不同的肢体要有爱。
It is worthless to utilize your spiritual gift if you don't utilize it in love.
如果你不用爱去运用你的属灵恩赐的话，那是没有价值的。
Now, within our church, we have different backgrounds and different perspectives.
在我们的教会里有不同的人，会众有不同的背景和不同的观点。
We have different strengths and different weaknesses.
我们有不同的长处和短处。
Certainly in a Chinese church like ours, we recognize that there is a difference between the English speaking and the Cantonese speaking and the Mandarin speaking.
当然我们这个教会更特别的是我们有说国语的会众，有广东话的会众，还有说英语的会众。
We were brought up in different ways.
我们被不同的情况下来抚养成人的。
We have different life experiences.
我们各个都有不同的人生经历。
And so we also have different political perspectives as well.
所以引致到我们有不同的政见。
And so we may also have different perspectives about our president.
当然我们对我们的总统也有不同的观点。
Some, again, were very happy, others were very sad.
大选之后有些人很高兴，有些人就非常伤心。
Now, I think it's a good thing that Christians are involved and they care about what happens in our country.
我觉得基督徒关心这个国家的发展是一件好事。
But as we have discussions and debates about it, we need to do it in love.
当然，当我们有辩论和讨论的时候，我们要运用爱来做这件事情。
That as Paul tells the Corinthians that they need to utilize their strengths with love, we also need to deal with different people, different political perspectives with love as well.
在这里保罗说我们要运用我们属灵的恩赐不同的恩赐是要用爱去运用的话我们也要对那些有不同政见的人有爱。
So when we debate, when we discuss, we need to follow what the Bible says in Ephesians 4:15.
当然我们在讨论我们在辩论的时候也要跟随圣经好像以弗所书里所说的。
That is, we need to speak the truth in love.
就是要用爱心说诚实话。
Now, certainly, we need to stand by God's word and his truth.
我们要坚守神的话和真理。
But when we speak the truth, we need to have love and grace.
当然当我们说出真理的时候我们要有爱和宽容。
Let me give you an example of how that would work.
我给大家举个例子。
If I were to ask you to name all Jesus' 12 disciples, I doubt if many of you would be able to recite all 12.
如果我问大家能不能说出耶稣的十二个门徒的话，我觉得大家很多都可以说出来。
There's a list of them in Matthew chapter 10 from verses 2 to 4.
在马太福音第十章里二到四节，这里列出了十二个门徒的名字。
One of the disciples mentioned is Matthew the tax collector.
其中提到有一个门徒名叫马太，他是税吏。
And many of you may recognize it because he wrote the book of Matthew.
很多人都认识他，因为他写了这个马太福音。
Many of you know that he was a tax collector before he became a disciple of Jesus.
很多人知道他在成为基督徒之前，他是一个税吏。
Now, it wasn't just like today, someone working for the IRS.
就不像今天有些人在联邦税局里工作的那样。
You have to remember that the Jewish people were conquered by the Roman government, by the Romans.
大家记住当时的情况是犹太的地方是被罗马政府已经侵略了。
And so there was a deep resentment over the rule of the Romans.
当地的犹太人对罗马政府其实反抗是很大的。
Now, if Matthew was a tax collector, that meant he was working for the Roman government.
如果马太是一个税吏的话，这就意味着他是为罗马政府工作的。
That meant he was cooperating and helping the Roman government.
他是为了罗马政府去工作和去帮助他们。
And many people thought he was a traitor because of that.
很多犹太人就觉得他是个叛徒。
People would hate him.
很多人就憎恨他。
But he became a follower of Jesus.
但是他最后成为耶稣的门徒。
Another disciple in that list of 12 is Simon the Zealot.
另一个门徒他叫西门，他是叫奋锐党的西门。
The Zealots were Jewish people who hated the Romans.
奋锐党就是一群犹太人，他们非常非常憎恨这个罗马政府。
They wanted to encourage revolution against the Romans.
他们鼓励大家要反抗，要革命。
They hated paying taxes to the Roman government.
他们非常反对向罗马政府交税。
So we have Matthew the tax collector, and we have Simon the zealot.
在十二个门徒里，我们有这个税吏马太和这个奋锐党的西门。
And Jesus recruited both of them to be his disciples.
但是耶稣就招了他们两个，都成为了他的门徒。
And they were united because of Christ.
因为他们在基督里，他们就合一了。
They certainly had very different political viewpoints.
当然，他们的政见是非常不一样的。
But they were united in Christ.
但是他们在基督里合一了。
And after Christ ascended into heaven, they went forth to spread the gospel.
当主升天以后, 他们就去传了福音。
And tradition tells us they were both martyred for their faith.
而且很多故事,很多地方已经记载了他们是为主殉道了。And so
we see even Jesus had to deal with different political perspectives.
我们可以看见, 甚至耶稣基督他也去面对不同的政见。
And yet both of these men submitted their viewpoints to the under Christ.
这两个人在, 有不同的政见, 但是他们都同样地顺服了耶稣基督。
So it's possible to have diversity of political viewpoints in unity in Christ.
我们可以看见我们同时间有多元化的政见, 但是也可以同时地在基督里合一。
Let me give you another analogy.
我想给大家分享另外一个比喻。
We know that our church is a very missions-minded church.
大家都知道我们教会对于传福音, 宣教是很重视的。
We've been blessed that many, even from our own church, have gone out to missions.
我们非常受神的祝福, 我们有不同的宣教士。
Some people have had a burden for China.
很多人对于中国有负担。
It was perhaps where they were born and grew up.
可能是因为他们在中国出生和长大。
And so they have a heart for their own people.
他们对于, 本国的国人是有一个负担。
But yet there were some people, some missionaries who feel called to go to the Muslim world.
当然有一些信徒他们, 受神的呼召去, 穆斯林的国家。
And even though they are Chinese, they feel that God is calling them to perhaps go to Africa to reach out, or the Middle East to reach out to Muslim people.
虽然他们身为中国人,但是他们觉得神有呼召, 让他们去这些穆斯林的国家在非洲或者在中东。
Now, if each one of them insisted that everyone should have the same passion as they do, we would be having a lot of fighting among the missionaries.
如果每个人都坚持我们只去一个地方的话, 可能在这个传教士当中会有很多的冲突。
Unity does not demand uniformity.
合一并不是一个,
Everyone the same.
就是所有东西都是一样的。
And rather, unity allows for diversity.
在合一里我们还是, 允许有多元化的。
And so, God sometimes leads people to places like China, sometimes he leads people to places like the Middle East or Africa.
当然神就, 通过他就去带领人, 去中国或者去这些穆斯林的国家。
Now the second passage we're looking at is in Philippians chapter 3.
第二处的圣经就是, 腓立比书的第三章。
And this passage talks about our unity through our hope in Christ.
就是我们要在 基督里合一, 是通过我们的盼望。
It mentions in Philippians 3 verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven.
第3章20节里说, 我们却是天上的国民。
Now, I'm a citizen of the United States.
我是美国的国民。
I was born here.
因为我在这儿出生。
But the Bible says if I'm a Christian, my citizenship really is in heaven.
但是圣经里说, 如果我是基督徒的话, 其实我在天家也有一个国籍。
Because of my faith in Christ, my name is written in the book of life.
正因为我对, 基督的信实, 我的名字已经写在生命册上了。
And it's not because of my works that I've done, but because of my faith in Christ.
不是因为我的行为, 而是因为我对基督的信。
And so the Bible says that we are therefore citizens of heaven.
所以圣经里说, 我们是有天国的国籍。
But we are also still citizens while on this earth of a particular country here for myself, the United States.
当然我们在地上, 也有不同, 也有, 国籍, 可能, 有的是美国人, 有的是别的国家的。
And I appreciate the blessings that I have for being a citizen of the United States.
我当然觉得很受祝福，因为我是美国国籍。
But my citizenship in heaven should take precedence over my citizenship in the United States.
但是我的天国的国籍是比我在地上美国的国籍更重要的。
Because my citizenship in heaven is something that will be eternal.
因为我在天国的国籍是永恒的。
Whereas my citizenship on earth is temporal.
但是我在地上的这个某个国家的国籍是暂时的。
And my citizenship in heaven should affect my citizenship here on this earth.
我在天国的国籍是要影响我在地上的这个国籍。
The Bible encourages us to be heavenly minded rather than earthly minded.
圣经鼓励我们要定义在天上，不要在意今生的这个在世上的东西。
And therefore, our hope is in Christ alone.
所以我们的盼望是唯一在基督身上的。
It says in Philippians 3:20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
二十节里说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
That our expectation, our hope for the future is not based on things of earth.
所以我们的盼望，我们对将来的盼望不是根据我们在地上的东西。
But it is based on our hope in Jesus Christ.
是根据我们对天上的信和盼望。
We know that Jesus, when he returns, will come with power and glory.
大家都知道，当主再来的时候，他是有荣耀、有全能的。
Please note in the last part of verse 21, it says, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
在二十一节里说，他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己的荣耀身体相似。
That verb to subject means to arrange in ranks.
这个动词顺服就是他要安排一下，他要调整一下。
And I think we know that in our world things are out of order.
当然我们知道在现今的世界上很多东西已经是混乱的，没有秩序了。
Things are very mixed up.
很多混乱的事情。
But when Jesus comes, he will put everything and arrange everything in order.
当主再来的时候，他会把所有的东西调整回应有的次序。
So as Christians, our hope is not in Donald Trump.
所以身为基督徒，我们的盼望不是在特朗普身上。
And our hope is not in Hillary Clinton.
我们的盼望也不是在希拉里身上。
It is not in any human leader.
我们的盼望不是在任何的人类的领导的身上。
Only Jesus Christ is our hope.
唯一基督，耶稣基督是我们唯一的盼望。
He is our hope.
他是我们的盼望。
And so we recognize that political solutions are only temporary.
所以我们知道，政治上的这个办法只是一个暂时的办法。
But when Christ returns, things will be changed eternally.
当主再来的时候，所有的东西会被调整，而且是永恒的。
Now, it doesn't mean that we don't get involved in our government, in democracy.
这里并不是说我们不要参与政治。
We should get involved and try to improve our society.
我们应该是去参与政治，而且去让我们的社会更好。
And especially in a democracy where we choose our leaders, we should...be more involved.
当然在这个民主的社会里，我们更要去投入，更要去参与。
But do not think that we can ultimately change our society.
但是不要希望我们可以最终来改变我们的社会。
However, we should do the best that we can to try to improve the conditions in our country.
所以我们要尽可能的去改变。
We see Jesus, for instance, in his ministry on earth.
我们看见耶稣在地上，他宣讲福音的时候。
We know that he healed many different people.
我们知道他医治了很多的病人。
He relieved the suffering of many different people.
他解除了很多人的痛苦。
But you know what? They all eventually died as well.
但是那些人最后也去世了。
And Jesus came ultimately to die for their sins.
而且，主耶稣来到世上最终的目的是为了罪人而去死。
So that they can have eternal life.
所以这些罪人有永恒的生命。
And so Jesus still tried to relieve the suffering of those people that were around him.
但是耶稣同时间也尝试的去解除这些人的痛苦。
Even as he knew that was not the ultimate answer.
虽然他知道这个解除痛苦不是最终的原因。
The last passage that we look at is in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
最后看的圣经是在提摩太前书2章。
And this passage teaches us unity in prayer for those in authority.
这里教导我们要为掌权者去祷告而合一。
Paul writes here that we should pray for all people.
保罗说我们要为每一个人祷告。
But verse 2, he specially highlights kings.In all those in high positions.
在第二节里，他更强调了是要为国王和掌权者祷告。
He encourages us particularly to pray for our human leaders.
他特别强调的，我们要为我们就是世间的领导去祷告。
Well, what can we pray for them about?
我们要为什么就是为他们祷告什么呢
？Well, verse 4 implies it tells us that we should pray for their salvation.
第四节里说我们要为他们的获救得救而祷告。
We can also pray for wisdom and guidance for those leaders.
我们也可以为他们有智慧和有神的领导而祷告。
Now he doesn't just say, well, if the king.Or the president is Christian, then we should pray for him.
这里没有说如果那个国王或者那个领导是基督徒的话，我们就为他祷告。
No, he includes all leaders, human government leaders.
这里包括了所有的人类的领导。
Now you must remember, Paul was living in the time of the Romans.
大家要记住，保罗是生活在罗马政府统治的时期。
And Nero was the emperor at that time.
当时那个国王是叫尼禄。
Now, there was growing persecution and opposition to Christians in the Roman world.
当时的情况就是对基督徒的打压和迫害是非常严重的。
Yet Paul encourages people to pray for the human government leaders.
但是保罗仍然的鼓励大家去为当权者祷告。
So the application for us is thatNo matter who you voted for, you should pray for President Trump.
这里带出的应用点就是我们不管投了谁的一票，我们也要为现在的当权者祷告，就是为特朗普祷告。
Whether you like him or not, he is the president.
你无论你喜不喜欢他，他已经是我们的总统了。
Pray for his salvation.
为他的救赎祷告。
That God can turn him around into a follower of Jesus.
希望神能改变他，让他成为一个基督徒。
Pray that he can humble himself before God.
让他有谦卑的心在神面前。
Pray that he would seek God's guidance in how he governs the country.
我们祷告他可以去寻求神的引导在治理国家上。
And so, no matter who you voted for, we can unite together in praying for our president.
无论你投票投了谁，我们也可以合一的为他祷告。
Let me conclude by giving this illustration.
让我总结一下。
In Philippians 3, it talks about how we are, if we are Christians, citizens of heaven.
在腓立比书说我们是拥有天国的国籍的，如果我们是基督徒的话。
And someone gave the analogy that our churches.Are in some sense embassies of heaven.
有一个人有一个比喻，就是说我们的教会就像天国的大使馆。
And we are all ambassadors. 我们每一个人都是天国的大使。 And so we represent Jesus before the world.
我们在世人面前，我们是基督的代表。
And so every week, in some sense, we get a, you might say, political rally here every Sunday morning.
在每周日的时候，我们听牧师讲道，就好像我们听一个政治人物发表他的言论一样。
We encourage you to live like Jesus and to share the gospel with others.
我们鼓励大家活得像主一样，而且为世人广传福音。
And so I would encourage all of us to recognize that we need to be ambassadors to the world.
所以我想让大家明白一点，我们是大使，天国的大使。
And so it's important for us in representing Jesus that we have unity within among us as Christians.
所以我们既然代表了主耶稣基督，我们就要有合一。
And so we need to be peacemakers like Jesus. We need to be willing to forgive others like Jesus. Some of us may need to ask for forgiveness from other people.
有些人可能要向其他人寻求宽恕。And
we need to live out what we say as well.
而且要活出我们所说的一样。
That we cannot be hypocrites.
我们不能像那些假冒为善的人。
Because the world particularly hates hypocrites.
因为世界上的人也非常憎恨假冒为善的人。
And Jesus hates hypocrites.
耶稣基督也憎恨假冒为善的人。
And so if we say we believe in certain things, then we need to live it out in our daily lives.
如果我们说 我们信一些事情的话，我们要把它活出来。
And so if we, as in our political position, we say we are against abortion.
如果你有在一个政见上，你觉得我是反对堕胎的。
Well, do we assist single mothers?
但是我们有没有去帮助那些单身的妈妈呢？
Do we encourage adoption?
我们有没有去鼓励人去领养儿童呢？
Or if we claim that all lives matter, do you get upset when people who are not like you are treated unjustly?
如果我们宣称我们觉得所有的生命都是重要的话，当有些人受到不公平的对待的时候，我们会不会为他伸张正义呢？
So I hope some of these suggestions can help reconcile some of us to some of the people that perhaps we've had arguments with in the past.
通过这个经节今天的讲道，我想让大家明白，我们可以对一些跟我们有争论、有政见不一样的人，我们可以跟他和解。That
we are united in Christ.
因为我们是在基督里合一的。That
we accept there is diversity within the body of Christ.
我们要接受在基督的肢体里，我们是有多元化的。That
our hope is not in a political, earthly leader, but in Jesus Christ.
我们唯一的盼望不是在地上的领导，而是在天上的耶稣基督。And
that we are united in praying for our president, whether we voted for him or not.
而且我们要合一的为我们这个 总统来祷告，不管我们是投了他一票还是没投他。Let's
bow together in prayer.
让我们一同的祷告。Father,
we want to follow your word and we want to pray for President Trump.
天父，我们愿意跟随你的话语，我们为我们的特朗普总统祷告。That
as he has taken over this office, that he would be humble before you.
我们祷告愿他成为总统以后可以在你的面前谦卑。That
he recognized it's a very difficult job.
让他知道这个是一个很艰难的工作。An
impossible job.
是一个不可能完成的工作。And
that he would look to you for help.
让他可以去寻求你的帮助。That
he would humble himself before you.
让他在你面前有谦卑。
And understand what the gospel is.
让他明白啊福音到底是什么东西。
That he would trust in Jesus Christ.
让他可以相信主耶稣基督。
And that he would also be seeking your guidance in all the policies that he makes.
让他在决定每一个政策上都可以寻求你的引导。
That he would be praying, that he would be looking into your word.
让他啊可以去明白你的话语。
We also pray for our divided nation and sometimes our divided church.
我们也为我们分裂的国家和分裂的教会来祷告。
We know that there have been a lot of sharp divisions, even among Christians.
我们知道，即使在基督徒里边也有很多分裂的情况。
We pray that you would provide healing in Christ.
我们祷告，你可以通过基督来医治我们。
Help us to recognize our hope is not in a human earthly leader.
让我们明白我们的盼望不是在地上的领导。
But our hope is in you alone.
我们的盼望，唯一的盼望是在你身上。
Bless us.
让领导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告为侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.